Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with Tamia Collins about employer expectations at career fairs. Tamia graduated from Indiana University in 2001 with a degree in journalism and Afro-American studies and earned her law degree from Case Western Reserve University School of Law in 2004. Following graduation, Tamia began working for Procter & Gamble in the Talent Supply Department. She is currently the Associate Manager of Recruiting for Marketing and helps oversee recruitment at Indiana and Miami Universities. Tamia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start. What are you, as the employer, looking for from your interactions with students at career fairs?
Mainly, we are looking for students who are energetic and showing that they can sell themselves. Usually, students have about a minute to 2 minutes to spend with us, so we're really looking for students that can quickly state what they've done in their background, if they've had a prior internship, what their major is, and if nothing else, we can guide them to what positions within our company they can go to based on their background.
What are some of the steps that students can take to prepare for the career fair and for meeting with you?
Definitely take the time to look in the book to see what employers are going to be there a couple of nights before and spend some time on the internet looking at what type of company it is, what the products are, where their locations are, hiring, so you can get about an average of how many people the company brings in each year for intern and full-time, and then look at some of their recruiting tips. Most companies do have that if you type it in a search engine, and see what they're looking for. That is really well, because then when the students come, the students are equipped in knowing a little bit more about the company, and it helps them narrow down which companies they want to look at. So We really appreciate when students know a couple of things about the company or the department that they're seeking an interest in.
What are some common mistakes you see students making at career fairs?
The biggest mistake is just dropping your resume and walking off, maybe not spending time with the recruiter, not getting that face-to-face time, not spending time understanding what the company does, what type of products the company makes, or if the company makes any products at all. I think it's a really big mistake if the student doesn't spend time understanding what type of company it is and matching to see if that fits their personality. The student ends up spending a lot of needless time with companies that they really aren't looking at and they really probably wouldn't take a job from, such as location or points of interest. And also, a big mistake also is students going to an employer looking for a job where at that time an opening may not be present.
Could you follow up a little bit more on what you mean by they go to an employer at a time when a job isn't there?
Usually in the book, with us employers, when we send what current openings we have, and sometimes students spend a lot of time trying to get to a position that maybe at that time there are no openings. So, for instance, I'll give a good example would be if we came to the fair and we only had marketing and finance and accounting, and then the student waited in line even though we had signs saying we only had finance and accounting and marketing, but they were looking for an engineering role. It's good to stop by, but then sometimes it kind of negates it because the recruiter there works for finance and accounting, works for marketing. There's really not a correlation. So it's kind of more in the student's best interest if they make sure that at that time the current recruiter matches to the positions that they're looking for.
Tell me, how important is it for a student to spend some time prior to the fair, in a sense, rehearsing that commercial about themselves before they come?
Very, very important. There's usually a long line of students behind them, and when they get up to that recruiter, they really only have about 15 seconds to make the first impression. So any time that they can come and state, this is my major, these are the type of activities I'm in, this is the area I'm involved in, how can you help me? it just makes the whole situation go so much faster, and it really helps the recruiter know, okay, is this candidate really in the right place? Maybe there's a couple more people I can pull in that this candidate can look at other options as well. It really gives the recruiter a time to react and make sure that they're giving the candidate the correct knowledge, the correct information as well.
Great, thank you. What do you look for on the resumes of the candidates, whether they might be seeking an internship or they might be seeking a full-time job?
For internships, we are definitely seeking candidates with lots of leadership. Lots of leadership, and it doesn't have to be the president of an organization. Really, it can even be a chair of a specific area of an organization, or a big event that happens annually or biannually or something like that, either on campus or off campus. Community service is really good because, speaking from Procter & Gamble, we're really community service focused. So any candidate that takes the time outside of school to do a project, that looks very, very positive on their side. But mainly just looking for lots of leadership, working together, working in groups, things like that, and interests. So if you're looking for a job in a specific area and there's a club or an organization on your campus that you can get involved in to learn more about, that's also a positive. For full-time, we're looking for previous interns.
In regards to the internships that you're looking at, is there anything in particular that you're interested in seeing?
Well, we're looking at seeing candidates that have not only had an internship for summer or fall or some sort of co-op, but we're looking for good quality internships. And what I mean is internships where the student was able to display thinking skills, analytical skills, processing, not only just getting a good environment, a corporate environment, or whatever environment they're looking for. And it's really hard, but I suggest that a student spend just as much time looking for an internship as they are looking for a full-time position, because undoubtedly sometimes the quality of your internship really determines what type of first opportunity you get in the workforce.
Okay. How important are pre-night meetings, and what can students expect to take place at these events?
Pre-nights are really, really important if a company offers them, especially if they offer it to the general population and it's not closed. It's good because you get more than 1 minute. Usually there are 3 to 4 times as many employees of the company that are at the pre-night, and there's usually a lot smaller amount of students that participate in the pre-night. So imagine going where there might be 20 employees and there are only about 50 students there, which is typically how the pre-nights range, between 50 and 100 students. And it's a couple hours long versus that 1 minute. So you get a really real in-depth discussion and presentation on what the company is, how long they've been involved, what type of areas, and what majors fit under those areas. So maybe you read online and you thought that one area was for this area background, and then you're getting people standing up, usually up alumni of your school, who are standing up saying, I was in this major and this is where I am. This is what I do. This is my day-to-day life. This is how my internship was. So you really get that face value and a better understanding of what types of opportunities there are. And 9 times out of 10, those are really the impressions that the employer walks away with. They really remember those students.
Great. What do you consider proper attire for a pre-night meeting? And then, again, what would be proper attire for a career fair?
I think a career fair, for the most part, should probably be more business attire. Pre-nights, usually, I would take more business casual, so the khakis, black pants, a blouse or a sweater or a cardigan. Guys, not necessarily a tie, but just a nice pressed shirt and some slacks and non-Jinshu type attire is probably what most companies are pretty typical with. Most companies travel to the pre-nights right after work, so they're pretty much in business casual attire. So it's really good to try to match that.
Okay. Let's kind of go from, now we've had the pre-night, we've had the career fair, and the career fair has ended. What happens on your end following the career fair in terms of identifying and contacting candidates for the follow-up interviews?
Well, over here at P&G, we have what we call school teams. So the Miami school team then brings back, they break out into their functions, so be it marketing or CMK, finance, and so forth, they have what we call a resume roundup. They literally sit down and go through every resume and to see whether they've made notes, whether they met the candidate face-to-face, if they maybe talked about some possible career topics with the candidate. But usually we sit down and review every single resume and put them in three piles, a yes, a no, and a maybe. And you really just drill it down with, this is my solid group of candidates I want to contact for an interview, and then this is my backup group. And it really goes with how many slots they have available, and it goes from there.
Okay. What is a good way for a student to follow up a meeting with you?
I think if the student's given a business card or asked for an email, I think the best thing is email. A lot of students call. I really think email is better, because usually the student has questions, and a lot of the recruiters really work in the functions that they're representing. So they really don't know as much about the actual process. So it's a lot better if the students email, and that way the recruiter can then contact HR and the recruiting department in itself and make sure that they're telling the candidate the proper thing, that they're getting the timelines right, versus telling a candidate something is going to happen on February 24th when they go back to recruiting, realize it's a whole week later.
Right.
That's why I believe that internet and email really is the best mode of communication.
Any final suggestions that you have for students as they're preparing for the career fair?
I would just say that I know at times you're really anxious, you want a good internship, or you want a good first job, and sometimes it is a little undaunting when you walk around the career fair and you see all the other students and all the jobs and opportunities out there. But really just take the time and, again, hone in on what you really want, because first job is a first job, but it also usually can make or break the rest of your work career. It really sets a stage. So make sure that as much as possible that you really try to think about what you want, because most times we change careers multiple times in our lifetime, but really that first job can really tell you whether what you're doing is something that you want to continue lifelong. So really just keep patient, be patient, be persistent, and if nothing else, have fun.
Great. Tamia, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.